As the death toll rises, a ministry launches its rescue plan in Turkey. Months of fighting for freedom in Libya ends with the opposite for believers, and belt-tightening helps a ministry share both challenges and blessing in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As of Tuesday, the death toll from the 7.2 magnitude quake in eastern Turkey was over 400 and rising. Hope is fading for those survivors yet unreached in the rubble. Immediate needs are for food, water, and shelter in below freezing temperatures. In light of 200-plus aftershocks, Baptist Global Response's Pat Melisson says,
"In the past, when earthquakes happened and the aftershocks started, people refused to sleep in their homes, even if their homes were structurally sound. So what our teams have done is they have gone in, they've brought tarps, they've brought plastic sheeting, they've brought blankets."
BGR also has an assessment team on the ground. Recovery will take a long time. Pray wisdom for the team, strength for the workers, and also
pray that this would be a great opportunity for Christians to step in, to minister to the needs that are there, and leave in the memory of those survivors not just the fact that they've been impacted because of their demolished homes or the death of loved ones, but that they've been impacted by the gospel.
Meanwhile, months of fighting for freedom in Libya have resulted in Islamic Sharia law. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle explains.
"I think young revolutionaries, again, have kind of been duped where they thought we're getting rid of this terrible dictator, but did not look down the line on what the potential was for the next leadership."
This next leadership announced Sunday that Sharia law will rule Libya, a fate perhaps worse than Gaddafi's, says Doyle. Whether the leadership can do this hardly matters.
"When they establish Islamic law over national law, then in their minds, the radicals, they can do just about anything they think. So even though it's not constitutional, it probably in the end won't matter."
Everyone will be worse off, including Christians, says Doyle. But ironically,
"as hard as it is and how difficult it is for the church, it ends up growing the church."
Pray for these believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. In a matter of weeks, three Christians have died in Eritrean military camps. Open Doors USA reports that two of the deaths were Christian women who'd been in the camp since 2009 when they were arrested during a prayer meeting. They were denied medical care and held in dungeons, ultimately starving to death. The third believer died of malaria since he was also refused medical care. Pray for believers to keep sharing the truth despite these possible fates. We turn next to Haiti, where the mandate for a Haiti quake reconstruction panel ends Friday. At the same time, a new government is formed that can take the reins. Hopefully, that'll free up the docks. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they're trying to get two shipments through customs. However,
"This is our first year to feel the economic crunch. Because of the earthquake, we had people who gave one-time gifts last year that really made a difference. But contributions are really, really down. And as you have these unbudgeted items, money is becoming the biggest issue."
Haiti's continued presence has earned them the right to be heard. Therein lies the gospel opportunity.
"You have the opportunity to help the people. You have the opportunity to explain to them where that help is really coming from. God is in control, and everything is in His hands. And we just make sure that he gets the credit."
And Bright Hope International works with 2,000 of the 163 million orphans around the world. To reach a greater percentage of the fatherless, Bright Hope International is embarking on its Orphan Day campaign for the month of November. Our website is a list of creative ways that you can be the hands and feet of Christ to thousands of the poorest orphans. Do it on your own or with a group. Donate $10 for orphans right now by texting BHOPE to 85944. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is celebrating 20 years of ministry. Can you help us celebrate? $20 for 20 years and get a Mission Network News 20th anniversary t-shirt. You'll be helping MNN call ordinary Christians to share an extraordinary message. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.